Greetings, pilgrims on your way to Bethlehem. Amen. It's Pastor Bob coming to you from the broadcasting studios in the heart of Arthur, Illinois, the parsonage, the house of peace, with your daily Advent devotional, the personal version. Today we're going to be reading again from the devotional written by John Pavlovitz called Lo, an honest Advent devotional. The idea of Lo is to get really right down on the ground, boots on the ground effort to look at this season of Advent and what it's like in real life as John Pavlovitz shares some of his testimony of his own life with us. We call this granular devotions. You know this new word, granular? It's so down to earth that it's actually granular, right? It's so real and practical that it's granular. That's what these are. That's what these devotions from John Pavlovitz represent. You know, it's Thursday, December 3rd, week one of Advent. And today's personal Advent devotional is called Fleeing to Egypt. Fleeing to Egypt. Let's hear the words of the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 13 through 15. Matthew 2, 13 through 15. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up," he said. "Take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him." So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night, and left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod. And so was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I called my son." John Pavlovitz writes, "I walked around today and I looked at people. Those passing me in the grocery store, driving beside me on the highway, filling my news feed, walking by the house. I tried to really see them, to look beneath the surface veneer they wore, to imagine the invisible burdens they might be carrying below the surface. Sick children, relational collapse, financial tension, crippling depression, profound grief, crisis of faith, loss of purpose, maybe just their own customized multitude of nagging insecurities and fears they've been carrying around since grade school and have never been able to shake. As I looked at all these people, I wondered what kind of specific and personal hell they might be enduring and what it might be doing to them inside. You see, we are seeing an epidemic of cruelty in these days, a lack of empathy that leaves people feeling more alone than ever before. So many of the grieving, struggling, fearful human beings filling up the landscape we find ourselves in today are hanging by the thinnest of threads. They are heroically pushing back despair, enduring real and imagined terrors, warring with their external circumstances and their internal demons. They are doing the very best they can, sometimes with little help or hope. And they need those of us who live alongside them to make that best doing a little easier. This is when we bend low to meet them where their pain lives. It is where Jesus' feet always led him. You know, every person around you has their own King Herod, that terrifying and persistent thing that assails them. the relentless fear bringer that will not let them rest. With a listening ear or an act of simple kindness, step into their urgency and their unrest today. Bring the hope that offers them escape and helps them see a day beyond this one and helps them find a way to get to Egypt and escape. Amen. Our benediction for today. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, we praise and bless your holy name. Son of David, Branch of Jesse, Emmanuel, Good Shepherd, Light of the World, guide us and help us this day. Amen.